नमः ॐ विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाष्चादेशतारिणे. What follows consists of excerpts from the fifth chapter of Sri Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma. Translations by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Ishwarak Paramakrishnak Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all, but he has no origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes.
Chintamani pakada sadna sukalpa vriksha lakshavatesha sudabhira vipaliyantam Lakshmi sahasa shata sambhama sevyamanam govindamari purushaṁ tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems, and who is surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune.
Venum kananta madavinda dalayataksham bharhavatangsam asitam budasundaranga kandapakotikamaniya visheshishobham govindamadi purusham tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept at playing on his flute, who has eyes like blooming lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with a peacock's feather, who has a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and whose unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids.
Alo la chanda kala sadmana malya vangshi ratnangadang panayakele kalavalasam Shyamanti bhanga lalitam niyata prakasham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified by the moon locket. His two hands are adorned with a flute and jeweled ornaments. He always revels in pastimes of love, and his graceful threefold bending form of Shyama Sundar is eternally manifest.
Angani yassa sakalendriya vrittamanti pashyanti panti kalayanti charanjaganti ananda chinmaya sarunjala vigrahasya govindamadi purushaṁ tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who eternally sees, maintains, and manifests infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. His transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, and substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in itself the full-fledged functions of all the organs.
Advaita-macchutamanadamanantarupam adyam purana purushaṁ navayovanaṁcha Vereshudulabhamadulabhamatma-bhakto govindamadipurushaṁ tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but who is obtainable by pure, unalloyed devotion of the soul. He is one without a second, not subject to decay, and without a beginning. His form is endless. He is the beginning of all, and he is the eternal Purusha. Yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth.
Sandhastu koti shatavatsara samragamyo vayo dathapi manaso munipungavana. Sopyasti yat papadasimya vachintitatve govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Only the tips of the toes of whose lotus feet are approached by the yogis, who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, and by the jnanis, who try to search out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane, extending over thousands of millions of years.
Ekopisada chayatum jagadanda kotin yakchakterasti jagadanda chayayaranta andantarasta panamana chayantarastam govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between the potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable from him himself. All the universes exist in him, and at the same time he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universes. Such is the primeval Lord, whom I adore.
Yad bhava bhava didhyo manojastataiva sampraparupa mahimasana yana bhusha Suktayameva nagamapatitaistu vanti govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, in whose praise men who are imbued with devotion sing the mantra suktas contained in the Vedas, thereby gaining their appropriate beauty, greatness, thrones, conveyances, and ornaments.
Ananda chinmayada sarpati bhavidhavistabi yaheva nijarupatayakalabi Goloka eva nivasatta kilatma bhuto govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who, while residing in everyone's heart as the Supersoul, also resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency of Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who are extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa.
Premanjanachurita bhaktivalochanena santaksadaivadidiheshuvalokayanti Yang shyama sundada machinduguna swarupam govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is shyama sundar, Krishna himself, who has inconceivable, innumerable attributes, and whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love.
Rama dimuti shukalani yamena tishtan nanavatara makaron bhuvaneshu kintu Krishnak swayam samavavat paramak pomanyo govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who manifests himself personally as Krishna and also as the many various incarnations in this world in the forms of Rama, Nrsimha, Vamana, etc., who are his subjective portions.
Yasya prabhapa bhavato jagadanda koti koti shasesa vasudhadi vibhuti binnam tad brahma nishkalam anandam ashesa bhutam govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes.
Maya hi yassa jagadanna shatani sute tragunyatan vishaya veda vitayamana Satvavalambi padasattva vishuddha sattvam govindamadi purushan tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence. His external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and he diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world.
Ananda chinma yada satmata yama naksu yak praninam patipalam smadatam apitya lilahitina bhuvanana jayatya jasam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his pastimes, for he is reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever-blissful cognitive rasa.
Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya devi mahesha haridama suteshu teshu te te pambhava nichaya vihitaschayena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of the three graded realms, namely Devidam, the mundane world, Maheshdam, the abode of Shiva, and above that, Haridam, the abode of Hari, and above them all is Krishna's own realm, Goloka.
Srishtishchati palaya sadhana shaktire kachayeva yasya bhuvanani babarti durga Ichchāna rūpam api yasya ca cheshtate sa govindamādi purushāṁ dhamaham bhajāmi.
The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency of Krishna, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself.
Chiram yata dadivakada vishesha yogat sanjayate natutatok patagosti heto yaksham bhutam pitatasam baitika yad govindamadi pudushang tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, just as milk changes into yogurt when mixed with a yogurt culture, but is actually constitutionally nothing but milk. So Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes the form of Lord Shiva for the special purpose of material transactions.
Dipachare vihidashantanam abmyupetya dipayate vivitahetu samana dharma yastadrage vihicha vishnudaya vibhati govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
When the flame of one candle is expanded to another candle and placed in a different position, it burns separately, and its illumination is as powerful as the original candles. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, expands himself in different Vishnu forms, who are all as luminous, powerful, and opulent as he. Let me worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda.
Yakkaranana vajale bhajatisma yoga nidramananda jagadanda saroma kuhupa adhada shaktim avalambya param swamurtim govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who assumes his own great subjective form, which bears the name Shesha. Replete with the all-accommodating potency, and reposing in the causal ocean with the infinity of the worlds in the pores of his hair, he enjoys creative sleep, yoga nidra.
Yasyaika nishvatita kala matavalam yad jivanti loma vilajajagadannanatha Vishnu mahansahiya yasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Lord Brahma and the other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the pores of the hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of Mahavishnu's breath. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of a plenary portion.
Vasvan yatasma sakaleshu nijeshu tejaksviyam kriyat pakatayatapi tadvaratra Brahmaya esha jagadanda vadhana karta govindamadi purusham tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. As the sun manifests its brilliance in a gem, so the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, manifests his special power in a pious living entity, who becomes Lord Brahma and manages the affairs of the universe.
Yat pada pallava yugam vinadhaya kumbha dhunre pranama samaye saganari raja vignan vahanta malamasya jagatriyasya govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesh upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head, so that he may obtain the power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of the three worlds.
Agni mahiga ganamambu marundishascha kalastatata manasita jagatriyani yasman bhavandi vibhavandi vishanti yancha govindamadi purushang tamaham vijami.
The three worlds are composed of the nine elements: fire, earth, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul, and mind. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, from whom they originate, in whom they exist, and into whom they enter at the time of the universal cataclysm.
Yat chakshuresa savitasa galagrahanam rajasa musta sudamurta dashesha teja yasyagya brahmati sambhita kala chakra govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami.
The sun, who is the king of all the planets, full of infinite effulgence and the image of the good soul, is the eye of this world. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, in pursuance of whose order the sun performs his journey mounting the wheel of time.
Dharma tapapa nicha yakshuta yastapangsi brahmadikita patagavada yascha jiva yadattamata vibhavarpakatan bhava govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies found to exist in all virtues, in the Vedas, in the penances, and in all jivas from Brahma down to the meanest insect.
Yaschinda gopa matavinda mahosva karma bandana rupa palabhajana matanohti karmani nirdahati kindacha bhakti bhajam govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, who regulates the sufferings and enjoyments of fruitive activities for everyone, from the heavenly king Indra down to the smallest insect, the Indra Gopa. That very personality of Godhead destroys the fruitive karma of one engaged in devotional service.
Yang krodha kama sahajarpana yadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru godava sevya bhavai sanchintitasya sadrishim tanam aparete govindamadi purushang tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Those who meditate upon him under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence, and willing service attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation.
Shriyakanta kantaka padama padusha kalpataravo dhrma bhumishchinta managana mahito imamritam katagannam natyam gamanamapi vangshi priyasaki chadanandam jyoti padama pitadasva dimapicha sayatra kshirabdi savadisadabhim jascha sumahan nimeshadakyo va bhajatidnihi yatra pisamayok bhajeshvetan dvipam tamahami hogolo kamityam vidantaste santak chiti vadadachara katipaye.
I worship that transcendental realm known as Shvetadvip, where, as loving consorts, the Lakshmis, in their unalloyed spiritual essence, practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, as their only lover. Where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is made of purpose gems, where water is nectar, every word a song, and every gate a dance. Where the flute is the favorite attendant, where effulgence is full of transcendental bliss. Where their supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty. Where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, and where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, which is ever-present and without past or future, and hence which is not subject to the quality of passing away even for the duration of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka to only a very few self-realized souls in this world.
Ato vacha maha vishnu bhagavantam prajapati brahman mahatta vijnane prajasarge chachinmati panchas lokim himam vidyam vatsya dattam nivorame.
Upon hearing these hymns containing the essence of truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna said to Brahma, O Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offspring by being endowed with the real knowledge of the glory of God, then listen, my beloved, to this science set forth in the following five verses.
Prabuddhe jnana bhakti bhyam atman jnananda chinmahi udechanutama bhakti bhagavat prema lakshanam bhamanais tatsaracharais tadabhyasaya nirantaram bodhayan atman atmanam bhakti mapyuttamam labhet.
When the pure spiritual experience is excited by means of cognition and service, super-excellent unalloyed devotion, characterized by love of God, is awakened toward Krishna, the beloved of all souls. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees, by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization, with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice.
Yasya shayaskaram nasti yaya nirvatamapnuyat yasadiyati mameva bhaktim tameva sadiyat dharmanannan padityajya mamekam bhajavishwasan yadrishi yadrishi shuddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi kovannarantaram karma lokoyam manavartati tenaiva karmana dhyayan mam param bhaktimichyati.
Abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. Your realization will correspond to the nature of your faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. By meditating upon me by means of those deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of the supreme service.
Aham ivishvasya chadacharasya bijam pradhanam prakatipamangscha maya hitam tej idam bibarshi vide videhi tamato jaganti.
Listen, O Vidhi. I am the seed, the fundamental principle of this world of animate and inanimate objects. I am pradhan, the substance of matter. I am prakriti, material cause. And I am the purusha, the efficient cause. This fiery energy that belongs especially to Brahman and that inheres in you has also been conferred by me. It is by bearing this fiery energy that you regulate this phenomenal world of animate and inanimate objects.